40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. A powerful storm has brought flooding and heavy snow to Northern California, says KPIX-TV's Max Darrow.
A shelter-in-place order in Sacramento County amid fears a river levee could fail and flood the small community of Wilton. The town's 5,000 residents told to get to higher ground.
And I told my husband, no, I'm not staying. I don't feel safe.
It's all part of a massive storm that battered California, dumping heavy rain, snow, and high winds, triggering floods, mudslides, and power outages.
Downtown San Francisco got almost 5.5 inches of rain. New York City police are investigating reports that the man who's accused of attacking three police officers with a machete on New Year's Eve was inspired by radical Islamic extremism online. A high-ranking police source tells WCBS-TV the accused attacker is 19-year-old Trevor Bickford of Wells, Maine. More from WGME-TV reporter Aisha Reed in Wells.
The attack happened just after 10 p.m., blocks from the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration. It was outside the high security zone, where people are screened for weapons. Community members say the news was a shock.
Oh, this is insane. I'm like blown away.
Are we in for a recession this year?
Michael Gapin, the chief economist at Bank of America, doesn't seem very optimistic.
The risk of recession is high.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Gapin said that's because the economy's rapid recovery from the pandemic led to inflation.
And the Federal Reserve is trying to slow down the economy to bring inflation down. And in the past, more often than not, that's coincided with some sort of recession.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Has Israel attacked Syria? The BBC's Neil Nunes.
Syria says Israeli airstrikes on the capital Damascus have put the main international airport out of service. In a statement, the Syrian army said two military personnel were killed in the attack. State media says airstrikes also hit other parts of Damascus. There's been no comment on the claims from Israel.
The body of Pope Emeritus Benedict is now lying in state at the Vatican. Thousands of people lined up before dawn today, and the doors of St. Peter's Basilica have now opened to allow them to enter. The funeral is scheduled for Thursday. Hundreds of thousands of people will line the streets of chilly Pasadena, California this morning for the Rose Parade. Some began saving their spot yesterday.
Yeah, it is super cold, but I like the environment. I like that I'm not the only one doing it, so we're all in this together.
Security will be a priority. Barriers will be placed to block every cross street of the parade. They're designed to keep anyone from driving in. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier,
you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, veteran war correspondent Phil Itner. He is in Kyiv, Ukraine. His Twitter handle is Philip Itner, PHILIPITTNER on Twitter. And he also has a YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/, well, I've got a... Phil, how do people find your YouTube channel? The one I've got here has all kinds of funny letters in it.
No, just search my name, Wen Allen Philip, two T's and Itner. It's all one word. If you want to throw in, Kiev or Lviv or Ukraine as a keynote keyword search, that'll probably help you. But you'll find it.
Okay.
Not that hard to find.
Okay. We created a channel, and I think it's youtube.com/Tom Hartman or Tom_Hartman, one or the other. Maybe you would want to.
Well, yeah, no, that. I'm an old fart broadcast news guy. So this used to be done by a team of professional engineers. I'm winging this one.
Okay.
So, I'll take that on board.
Yeah, if we can help in any way, let me know. So, Phil, how you're in Kyiv, Ukraine? I understand that
I
your city was attacked by Russian missiles again this morning. You want to tell us what's up?
Yeah. Yeah, rude awakening, Tom. Around 8 o'clock this morning, a series of incoming missiles. Now, around the country, we had about 76, they're saying, 60 of which were stopped by Ukraine's air defenses. But some clearly did get through, including here in Kyiv. And the air raid siren went off. The Russians do like to attack in the early morning hours when you're kind of discombobulated. So I got out of bed, I grabbed my helmet, I grabbed my camera, because I'm, most folks were heading for the shelter, but it's, part of the responsibility I feel I have being here is to document this as best I can. Grabbed my helmet, grabbed my camera, was prepared, went to a secure part of my apartment where I'm an old San Franciscan, so I know the whole, get into a solid archway.
Mm-hmm.
If it had come within distance, I have balconies where I can shoot large vistas of the city, and that's on purpose. And indeed, we got a couple good solid booms. Seismic, I could feel the explosion, I could hear the explosion, I could hear anti-air defense systems going off. This was certainly one of the strongest attacks the Russians have conducted on Kyiv in quite some time, and knocked out huge sections of the power grid. I'm in a pretty secure location where the grid does tend to stay on better than a lot of other places. Of course, the villages and the towns around the country that don't have the luxury of being at the center of the country where there's a lot of infrastructure, well, they're going to be without power, water, heat for quite some time. This is, again, yet another deliberate attack by the Russians to try and demoralize, disenfranchise, to instill fear in the Ukrainian people. But I got to tell you, Tom, after the attacks, I went out. I took care of matters that needed taking care of, as we all do in our daily lives. And the people that I spoke to said it's less making them fearful and more making them angry. Yeah. You know, it's kind of a blitz mentality here, as I'm sure was similar in London during the attack by the Luftwaffe. It is achieving the opposite of its aims. The harder they hit, the more difficulty it causes for people in their daily lives. They don't get afraid. They don't get cowed. They're not afraid. They're not instilled with fear. They're instilled with anger.
Yeah, but
there's a result here.
Phil, there's a certain point at which you just can't go on. I mean, last year, our home, where we live, our entire neighborhood lost electricity for about 2.5 days, and it froze our house. I mean, Louise and I were just, living in one room. We had no electricity, so we had no heat. We're dripping water so it wouldn't freeze. And we're basically just, living in one room with blankets on us and a little fireplace that, we ran out of wood in the first half a day. I mean, I can't imagine doing that for weeks or months. I mean, just 2 days was a real strain on us. How long will
Sadly
Ukrainians
enough.
Be able to hang out?
Well, let me answer that firstly by saying that nobody is living in a fantasy land. People are preparing. They're getting blankets. They're getting candles. They're getting power banks to run lights off of. They're getting canned foods. They're getting butane burning or propane burning stoves that they can burn either on their balconies or in their courtyards. We're not living in fantasy land here. Mm-hmm. People are preparing for this because they know it's coming.
Right.
But I do want to say that we're nowhere near a place where the Ukrainians will break down. Hmm. They're not. You haven't even scratched the surface at the resilience that the Ukrainian people are willing to persevere and have persevered for now 10 months. And they are still as strongly unified as that. I've been coming to this country for 21 years. I have never seen it like this, ever. They haven't even scratched the surface of how much that they are willing to put up with. Because, Tom, you have to understand, they know their enemy. Mm-hmm. They know the Russians very well, and they know the consequences of capitulation to their old imperial masters. They will never subject themselves to being a colonial vassal state and ever again. I know people are saying they're just swapping one colonizer for another. They're swapping Moscow for Brussels or D.C. Well, then they don't know the Ukrainian people. And the resolve here to be independent for the first time in hundreds of years, something they have aspired to since the Mongols basically overran this place, centuries ago. This is their opportunity for true self-determination and for a future that they get to decide for themselves. Their children can speak Ukrainian, they can study Ukrainian history, and more importantly than anything else, they can chart their own path. And so they are willing to put up with so much. They don't like it. I don't like it. I am not comfortable. I am not enjoying myself here. But it is important, I feel, that I be here and stand with them because I love this country as much as I do. But I can tell you from speaking to my Ukrainian friends, they're ready to put up with an awful lot more. Not that they want to. But they will,
right?
Because it's about freedom.
I totally get it. I'm curious, Phil, there are people both on the far right and the far left here in the United States who are running around saying, hey, just let's negotiate with Putin and just, give him what he wants and, or whatever. America shouldn't be involved in this. This is just to make money for the military industrial complex. We hear these kind of screechy things. But I'm wondering how widely known it is in Ukraine about the consequences of Russian occupation. I'm thinking of the cities that Russia occupied early in this war that Ukraine recovered, and then when they went into these cities, they found that the women in these cities, down to girls 7, 8 years old, had been systematically raped by the Russian soldiers as a weapon of war, that homes had been destroyed as a weapon of war. The people had been tortured with electricity and red hot, you know, pokers and things, you know, sexually tortured, physically tortured. And the executions, the people who had been, you know, friends of the government, as it were, who even had a Ukrainian flag, were, you know, had their hands tied behind their back and were shot in the back of the head and put in mass graves. How widely is that known across Ukraine?
Where to start with an answer to that, Tom?
Well, we have about two minutes here, Phil.
Okay, the Ukrainians know their enemy better than anybody. They have a history with the Russians. If anybody understands the cruelty and the capacity for cruelty of the Russian armed forces, it's the Ukrainians. You have to understand this is a country that was purposefully starved to death in the early part of the 20th century, where some estimates say they lost 7 million people through starvation, purposely imposed upon them by Stalin. They went through the Second World War. As much as the Russians like to crow about their activities during the Second World War, it was the Soviet Union that was invaded by the Germans, and no more so than here and in neighboring Belarus. They know what it is to suffer and to be persecuted and to have their people killed in the hundreds, if not millions. So they know their enemy. They know the cruelty and the potential for cruelty of the Russian people. And it's another reason why they're so resilient. They know what's out there, what's coming. And it is hard to say in the season of peace and goodwill towards men, they are intolerant of Russian occupation. They will not put up with it. They're done being colonized. They're done being oppressed. So they are aware of the cruelty. And instead of being afraid of it, or instead of saying, oh, we have to capitulate, quite the contrary, it drives them on to understand that they have to be free of the boot that's been on their neck for centuries. And that's really what this fight is about. Don't let the Russians gaslight you into thinking this is about NATO. Don't let the Russians gaslight you into thinking this is something about Nazism. I've lived here. I'm here now. There may be Nazis, but there are as many Nazis here as there are in so many different nations, including the United States or in Russia. It doesn't mean that they should carpet bomb or rape or pillage this country because there's supposed Nazis here. The Ukrainians are resolved. They know what they're up against. They know the threat, and we hear these terrible stories out of occupied Ukraine. They're not going to let it happen. So they will. They
Phil, forgive the interruption. We have just 30 seconds to a hard break here.
Yes.
I got an email this morning from a group purporting to bring electricity, you know, portable generators and things into Ukraine, and I was really tempted to send them some money. How can people who are listening right now best help Ukraine?
Erwin, here's a good one that I am personally connected to. Erwin Redliner, Dr. Erwin Redliner has the Ukrainian Action Assistance Program. If you just Google Erwin Redliner, it'll bring you to stuff. I know people who work with him. It's a good organization.
How do you spell his last name?
R-E-D-L-E-N-E-R.
Okay, R-E-D-L-E-N-E-R.
Ukrainian Action,
I got it. I'll track it down, Phil, and I'll tell people about it. Phil Itner, thank you.
We're still here.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Well, thank you for showing up, and great talking to you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, Donald Trump wasn't such a terrible president other than inciting an insurrection against the government, mismanaging a pandemic that killed a million Americans, separating children from their families and then selling them off into foster care that where they literally vanished. Tear gassing protesters in Lafayette Square. He had the worst jobs record of any president in modern history. He tried to blackmail a foreign country to get dirt on his opponent. He fired the FBI director for investigating his ties to Russia and Putin. He took Vladimir Putin's word over U.S. intelligence. He caused the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. He lied nearly 30,000 times. He vetoed a defense funding bill because it renamed military bases away from Confederate generals. He increased the national debt by $8 trillion. He had three of the highest annual deficits in U.S. history. Well, the list goes on. There's actually over 250 things on this list, and about two-thirds of it is on a video over at TomHartmann.com. Check it out. 24 minutes past the hour. A bunch of other things here I wanted to share with you real quickly. Down in Georgia, the Georgia runoff system was created in the 1970s by Gene Talmadge to break what he referred to as block voting by black people. Of course, it wasn't block voting. It was simply people showing up to vote, right? and it worked for them for quite a while. From 1992 to 2015, there were eight runoffs in which Republicans won seven of them. And there was a shift in the favor of Republicans in six out of those seven. So this system actually helped Republicans get, you know, their people elected. But since 2015, or since 2018, there have been six runoffs since 2018, and Democrats have won four. In other words, the system's no longer working. So Brad Raffensperger is saying, and Governor Brian Kemp are saying, we need to come up with something different. We need to change our election system to make, you know, we need to figure out another way to stop the black vote. How do we do this? And Raffensperger actually is, you know, pushing some changes that are not totally nuts. He's saying that we should expand early voting locations to reduce wait times in large counties. That's a good thing. And he's also saying that we should go with ranked choice voting rather than runoff primaries, which is a good thing. I'm kind of scratching my head here. I think the reality is that the Georgia legislature will never do it. Maybe that's why Raffensperger feels that he can safely promote things that would actually help elections. But, you know, who knows? So, you know, we'll see how that. But keep an eye on that story. It's a fascinating one. Also, the House of Representatives yesterday passed a bill that would allow for a binding plebiscite or a binding vote in Puerto Rico about whether they want to become a state. Louise and I, for our 50th wedding anniversary, were in Puerto Rico for a couple of days and had a couple of conversations with Puerto Ricans. One of them, a taxi driver, actually, who was one of the chattiest people, and he said the opposition within Puerto Rico to statehood is because Puerto Ricans get federal benefits right now. They qualify for things like Social Security and their benefits, or many, many benefits. I'm not sure about Social Security, but he said they get many federal benefits, but they don't pay federal income taxes. And if they become a state, they're going to have to start paying federal income taxes. So, but the last plebiscite had 52% of Puerto Ricans saying, yes, we want statehood. So we'll see where this goes. The problem, of course, allowing for just this is just for a binding vote, right? Allowing for this, it now goes to the Senate, where it will be hit with a Republican filibuster, and which means that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema would have to say, yes, we're going to vote to get around the filibuster. Is that going to happen? I'm skeptical.
You're listening to the Tom Hartmann Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I've got to tell you about the latest on Donald Trump's NFT scam, and I'll pick up your phone calls right after this break. Stick around.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea.
Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. There was torrential rainfall Sunday in downtown San Francisco, almost 5.5 inches, the second wettest day on record.
It was gushing like a river, and I told my husband, no, I'm not safe. I don't feel safe. I don't want to go through. It's just not worth it. You know, stay in place. I mean, that's what I would do.
Three New York City police officers were attacked by a 19-year-old man with a machete on New Year's Eve. WCBS TV's Christina Fahn says the officers shot the attacker in the shoulder.
The FBI and NYPD and Joint Terrorism Task Force are now investigating to determine the motive behind the attack.
The officers and the suspect are expected to survive. Bank of America Chief U.S. Economist Michael Gapin tells CBS's Face the Nation some big job cuts could be coming.
It could come in places like housing. The housing sector is retrenching. It could come in manufacturing, and it may come in professional and business services and finance and other sectors like that.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius. Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwy.com.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Now, you would think that anything that saves 50,000 American lives every year and saves the nation $600 billion every year would be something that there'd be an absolute political consensus about. Everybody would be saying, oh, 50,000 lives? Are you kidding? I could be one of those lives. $600 billion a year. Imagine what you could do with that. The impact you could have on poverty and education and health and everything else. Well, it turns out there's a new study. It was published in the peer-reviewed publication GeoHealth, done by University of Madison, Wisconsin researchers. And you know, they looked at this issue of the consequence of burning fossil fuels, both for transportation and generating electricity, and found that if we simply ended fossil fuels and went with clean sources of electricity, we would literally save 50,000 lives a year and save $608 billion a year. There's a whole video about it over at TomHartman.com. Check it out. One last story here that I wanted to share with you on this on the second hour here. Baked Alaska is one of the January 6th rioters. He's actually a real guy. His name is Anthem Joseph Gionet, or Gionet. And he's a white nationalist. He was busted on January 6th. He bear sprayed a cop and, you know, the whole thing, right? And he pleaded guilty to assaulting a guard. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail. He's waiting time to go to jail. And 4 days ago, his Twitter account was reinstated on Twitter. And so he tweeted, quote, "I can't believe I'm going to jail for an NFT salesman." Right. Well, this is apparently a sentiment that is echoing around the right wing. This is absolutely fascinating. The Writing, R-I-G-H-T-I-N-G-T-H-E, writing.com is the website, thewriting.com. You know, they probably, Howard Sobel reads all the right wing websites, so you don't have to. And then he summarizes it in this daily newsletter, top headlines in the far right for the rest of us. And the American Conservative, the headline, "Trump Immigrates to Clown World." This is not good news for Donald Trump. The New York Post, "Don't give any money to con artist Trump." American Thinker, "Is there a brilliant ulterior motive behind Trump's baseball card fundraiser? It's entirely possible that Trump is trying to circumvent the net left's nasty habit of doxing." No, it's just another grift. Oh, man. And then it gets weird. Right. Elon Musk explains media suspension, but screeching lib hypocrites can't take it. The Proud Boys plan to protest Jacksonville drag queen show. Dem Congresswoman Katie Porter claims pedophilia is not a crime. By the way, that's absolutely not true. That's from Big League Politics. It's not what she said. This is all over the right wing. They took a quote of hers out of context, deleted a couple of words, and completely changed its meaning. So, you know, what can you say? Anyway, I'm picking up your phone calls here. George in Chicago. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, George, I need you to get your mouth closer to your microphone. What's up?
Okay, I'm there. First of all, happy holidays and season's greetings to you and Louise and everybody in the Hartman organization.
Thank you. Back at you.
And thank you, and especially Joyce, who answers the phone. She is always kind and lovely and helpful.
She is.
One quick remark before I get to my point. Well, the other day when you were talking about falling asleep on a transistor radio when you were a kid,
mm-hmm.
My dad was a radio man in World War II, and he kept an interest in things radio afterwards. I can remember when I was little that he would go to the giant Allied radio warehouse in Chicago for parts and
kits. I remember Allied.
There you go. It later morphed into Radio Shack.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah, Allied used to have all kinds of stuff. In fact, when I was a little kid, I mean, you know, in the late 50s, early 60s, my recollection is that they were selling a lot of World War II surplus stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, and it was an amazing place. It was huge and endless bins and drawers and shelves of parts and kits and all kinds of stuff. And he built, among other things, a shortwave radio that he would listen to Morse code broadcasts and write down the message, usually weather. Amazing how skilled he still was, even 10 or 15 years after the war.
Yeah.
He built a Morse teaching set so that he could teach my brother, the younger brother and I, how to do Morse. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like a key and a buzzer, essentially.
Right.
And
can you still copy Morse code, George?
Not like I used to.
Yeah.
I'd say probably maybe a third of the alphabet at most.
Yeah, I got as high, you know, I was at 20 words a minute to get my general ticket back, you know, in 1960, whatever it was, 65, 64, I think it was. And renewed my license, I picked up code again, and I'm up to about 5 words a minute. So if anybody's listening who's a licensed amateur radio operator who would like to meet me on 40 meters in the CW part of the band on some weekend for 10 minutes, who can tolerate, you know, a poorly done 5 word a minute CW, Morse code, let me know, you know, drop me a note. Anyhow, George, what'd you call about?
Yeah. And I'm sure your touch on the key is very distinctive.
It's very clumsy.
Yeah. But the thing that he built for me and my younger brother was a crystal radio set. And he added the variation of, instead of having the band of metal that you moved back and forth across.
Right, a variable capacitor, a variable condenser, yeah.
Yeah. He put a tuner switch on. And so we would pop on the headphones and just be amazed about the stations we could pull in, especially at night after the sun went down from far away.
Yep.
And we would often fall asleep with the headphones on. Of course, it could only be one of us at a time.
Yeah.
Usually when our favorite team, the Chicago White Sox, was playing a night game on the West Coast.
There you go.
And then if our dad was around in the morning, he'd tease us and ask us, "Do you have hot ears this morning, boys?"
That's great. That's great.
Anyway, but the political thing I wanted to make point is this: I'm a proud blue stater from Illinois. This is the land of Lincoln, and right now the state is pursuing the kind of progressive policies that Lincoln would approve of. First, it was about between two and 3 months ago, the state legislature passed a law, which Governor Pritzker signed, that will mandate that all students in primary and secondary schools, beginning, I think, with next school year, will take a course in critical thinking that will enable them to analyze the news and advertising and propaganda and political speech and such. First state in the union to do that.
Wow, starting at what grade?
Wish I could tell you. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but still, that's a huge deal. That's wonderful.
Yes. By the time every public school student graduates from high school, they will have had this kind of instruction, and that's two thumbs up, all to the good. Secondly, as you probably know, we passed an amendment to the state constitution, the Workers' Rights Amendment, which guarantees the rights of working people in this state to organize, form unions, to bargain collectively. It supersedes a lot of federal law in this state. So we'll probably be getting rid of a lot of so-called right-to-work non-union shops over the next few years. And the last thing is currently being debated in the legislature, which will pass and the governor will sign, is a ban on assault weapons in the state of Illinois, raising the age limit to buy a gun to 21, and outlawing all gigantic magazines.
Wow! Yeah, we just outlawed those big magazines here in Oregon, and it's tied up in court right now.
So, but Illinois catches a lot of flack from the right wing, But we keep moving on and doing the right thing for the people here.
Good on you, George. Good on Illinois. George, thanks for the call, and thanks
You're
for
welcome.
The trip down memory lane. Charles in Santa Monica. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you? Happy holidays.
Thank you. Back
at just like to return. I'd like to return to the question of how we go beyond our tribal identities to find a common identity that is going to get us out of the soup here, because
or find less toxic tribal identities. Because I think you could say Democratic and Republican are also tribal identities. And there was a period of time, certainly most of my lifetime, where Democrats and Republicans were not at each other's throats. They were, they thought each other were, wrong, but they weren't at each other's throats. And they weren't trying to shoot up power stations, and they weren't trying to steal elections and things like that. So, something. Anyhow, back to you.
Yeah. A friend of mine challenged me one time, who's an atheist, and he was thinking that I wasn't or whatever. And he said, I responded to him thus. I say, some people say to me, God exists. Right, he said. And some people say to me, God doesn't exist. Right. And I say, what the hell are you talking about? The point being that to escape all these ideas, all these pictures that we create in our minds about reality, we do have another source. That is our own experience of existence, not through our senses. And I think that, you have experienced that yourself, too. So this is where I feel we're going to find that we have a vast commonality once we touch on that. And it's just a question of how do we get people to turn in that direction?
That spiritual experience of, that's what you're talking about? Yeah. What people experience when they walk out at night on a crystal clear night and look up at the sky, at the stars, and go, wow.
Right.
Yeah,
it's not a scientific formula, and it's not a religious idea. It's a real.
I agree, and I have been of the opinion since the 1960s, when as a teenager I tried psychedelic drugs, that the main reason why so many cultures and politicians are so opposed to people using psychedelics is that it gives people an independent sense of the divine outside of the control of a church or a system. My experience with those substances has altered my life. I mean, ever since then, there's been absolutely no doubt in my mind that there is something much, much larger than I am, that is literally the entire universe, that is conscious, that I am part of, and that I will be part of when I'm long gone, when this body is long gone. There's no doubt in my mind. We can debate all day long the unique qualities of that, or what it is, or how our anthropomorphization of it, forgive my mangling a word, alters our understanding of it, or even if it's meaningful or useless or whatever. I mean, we can talk about religion all day long, but this essential spiritual experience is one that is available to all people, and frankly, I think it makes people into rebels is the wrong word, but it causes people to in many ways just kind of wake up. And so I'm with you, Charles. I think that building a common humanity around what Jefferson called nature's God in the Declaration of Independence is a solid place to start. Do you have any ideas how to make it happen?
Yeah, well, I write about this at laprogressive.org, but I think this is the answer to the backlash to CRT, critical race theory,
right.
and the whole race debate. It's obvious that
just see the
people
essential
are clinging to their outmoded identities.
Right, see the essential divinity in all of us. Charles, thank you for the call. We'll be right back. It's 48 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And I'll be right back with more of your calls. It's Tom Hartman here with you, fair and only slightly unbalanced. You've heard me talk about how important it is to have a VPN to protect your online privacy. I only recommend brands to my listeners that I believe in, and I can say with full confidence that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. First of all, ExpressVPN doesn't log your online activity. Lots of your cheap or free VPNs make money by selling your data to advertisers, but ExpressVPN doesn't do that. They even developed a technology, Trusted Server, that makes their VPN servers incapable of storing any of your data at all. Secondly, ExpressVPN uses Lightway, the new VPN protocol they engineered to make user speeds faster than ever. Some VPNs slow your connection, but ExpressVPN is always blazing fast. Plus, it's easy to use. Just fire up the app and tap one button to connect. So protect yourself with the VPN I use and trust. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom today and get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So Republicans all over the country are all hysterical about all the money that we're spending on welfare. You know, we just can't afford this stuff. And so, you know, let's look at it. How much money are we spending on welfare? Well, it turns out the average American taxpayer making $50,000 a year, which is actually a little above the average, but the average American taxpayer making 50 grand a year, out of that 50,000, $36 goes toward food stamps and $6 towards other safety net programs. But that average American taxpayer making 50 grand a year, $870 of their taxes goes to pay for corporate subsidies. $1,600 goes to offset corporate tax loopholes. $1,231 goes to offset losses from corporate overseas tax havens. And don't get me started on the tax loopholes that let billionaires only pay 3% income taxes. There's a whole video about this over at TomHartmann.com if you want to do a deep dive. Check it out. Four minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Scott in Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, I'm down here in the epicenter of right-wing lunacy. You know, this is the home of Michael Flynn and the Hollow. You've heard about that, I'm sure, right?
I have heard
about
Michael
Trump
Flynn.
Is still president, and, well, they've got a place. He lives here in Sarasota County, and they have a place called The Hollow, and that's where Trump is my president and Jesus is my Lord. And they've got their own gun range, and they gather, and, you know, this is the home
of... Is this like a neighborhood or a condo association?
No, it's a... I would describe it as kind of like a ranch. And then where they gather, and they, you know, they do what they do.
Yeah.
But the...
QAnon Central.
Exactly. And the scary, one of the scary things I wanted to bring up was the QAnoners have literally taken over the public school board. And they were elected, you know, through a lot of dark money. Ron DeSantis was a huge backer, which he did for school boards all over the state. And so, and you know, they all ran together got elected. And the first thing they did was motion to fire the superintendent, who was very, very highly rated. And this is, you know, all backed by Moms for Liberty. You've heard of them.
Yeah, this is this right-wing group that's financed by right-wing billionaires, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're the ones, basically, that took over the school board, and we call them the Wives of Gilead. They're just very scary people. Okay.
Scott, for you to get right to the point.
My point is, it's just something I think we need to be paying attention to because it's happening all over the country. They fired a conservative Republican that was doing a fantastic job because little Billy had to wear a mask to school. So, so it's just something that I wanted to bring to people's attention because that's how they're... I mean, they go on Steve Bannon's show and brag about the disruption. They're trying to destroy public education, and I would not be surprised to see the damage that they're going to be doing.
Yeah, I'm guessing that probably DeSantis in Florida will be the next state to follow Doug Ducey from Arizona in making vouchers available to every single student in the state as a, you know, final way to try to destroy public education. Scott, thank you for the call. Grim stuff. You know, the Nazis had their own bizarre religion. I think we need to take this more seriously. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartmann.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I am coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.